Changes going on at the University of Arizona with the men's basketball program and the new head coach at the helm of that program, Tommy Lloyd. He joins us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Coach, thanks so much for the time.
Dan and Vince, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Congratulations on the job. Welcome to Arizona. Got to talk about, you know, the timing of everything, the way college basketball works. There's no easing into a new job with transfer portals and other transfers. I mean, how acclimated are you so far?
Well, you know, everybody down here has been amazing. I mean, they've basically been walking me around with multiple people, pointing me in the right directions, taking care of, you know, human resources, meeting people, you know, so that's a big part of the transition. But then the other part is, you're right. I mean, college basketball, I mean, I've been saying this for the last few years. I mean, it's the wild, wild west when you get in April. So, you know, at the end of these seasons and, you know, people changing jobs and then, you know, players, you know, transferring. So, you know, we've trying to do our best, wrapping our arms around everything and, you know, and trying to solidify this roster down here as well as, you know, look at some other options.
Tell me, what piece of this job convinced you that, yeah, I'm going to leave this program that's on the cusp of finally getting that championship for a program that might be facing some sort of imposed sanctions?
Well, I mean, I think it's easy. I mean, it's Arizona basketball. I mean, I don't think you got to say much more than that. You know, I mean, obviously I've been in college basketball business for 22 years myself, and but having grown up just a fan of basketball, I mean, the Arizona brand is really second to none. And you know, having been an assistant at Gonzaga, I was there for 22 years. You know, I think the time was right, and the opportunity was right. I mean, things kind of lined up, and, you know, I would have, I mean, it's well-documented, I've been saying it, and it's from my heart, I wouldn't have left Gonzaga for any other program. So this is an opportunity I don't take lightly. I'm honored, you know, and super proud to be the head coach at Arizona, and I'm going to do everything I can to make this wild fan base happy.
Tommy Lloyd, the Arizona head men's basketball coach, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. I'm sure you know about it during the process, the coaching search that was conducted by the powers that be down at Arizona. A lot of alumni, big name alumni, were very vocal in what they feel should happen. Since you've been on the job, how has that that relationship between yourself, the program, and those big name alumni and former players, how has that gone so far? Where are you at in that process?
Well, you know, what was great is, you know, a number of them reached out to me, you know, before I even had a chance to come up for air and, you know, thanking me and congratulating me and saying they'd be here, you know, to support in whichever way needed. And, you know, at the same point, like, listen, I understand, you know, I mean, I know I'm an assistant coach coming from Gonzaga. I mean, I'm not naive. I know I'm put in a position where I have to earn everybody's, you know, trust and support, and that's how I'm approaching it. And to be honest with you, I would have thought it was weird if they were supporting me to be the head coach here instead of supporting one of their former teammates. So, you know, I mean, these things happen. I think they're, you know, easily worked through, and, you know, and I'm going to do everything I can to honor, you know, those former players, because, you know, I come from a place where I know the pride the former players have in the program, and that's a real driving force and a motivating factor for me, and I want those guys to watch games with their kids, their grandkids, their family, and, you know, to get chills, you know, thinking about Arizona and the experience they had, and because they're definitely owners in the program.
Now, you're not the only new coach on campus there. I mean, Jed Fish just got hired as the new football coach, and there was a lot of similarities in the reaction, at least in the Arizona community. Have you had a chance to kind of pick the brain of Jed Fish on what he went through and the whole process that you're going through?
I mean, you know, we've met a couple times, you know, this last week, text numerous times, and actually, I mean, he reached out to me this morning, and, you know, he and I are going to meet up after work tonight and, you know, kind of get some good one-on-one time. And you know, I think the thing we have in common is, you know, he and I are both big team guys, you know, open, you know, to being out in the public, and we want to do this thing together, you know, and so I think we're going to support each other and do everything we can to make each other successful down here.
Yeah, and I commend you for that, because there's a lot to be gained in being a community partner, particularly with the city of Phoenix and the Valley, and your predecessor had no interest in doing that, and I don't think that helped him, and I'm glad that you're not like that. All right, so if you get this thing rolling the way you wanted, what are some of the tenets of a Tommy Lloyd basketball program? What is this going to look like in a best-case scenario?
Well, you hit the word right. There's two tenets. I mean, it's team chemistry and player development. I mean, and we're going to do everything we can to have amazing team chemistry, to recruit great kids, you know, to develop them as teammates and basically, you know, great human beings. And then, you know, player development, that's kind of my passion, is helping guys get better, you know, and growing over the course of their careers. And, you know, and that career could be a short one. I mean, obviously we had Jalen Suggs this year, who's, you know, well on his way to hopefully a successful NBA career after 1 year in college. And, you know, we had two other guys, Juwan Ayayi and Corey Kispert, who are well on their way to, you know, probably being drafted this year. And they were 4 year college guys. So, you know, I think it's really important this day and age to have that kind of, you know, kind of roster diversity, you know, with experience and new guys. And so, you know, but everything we're going to always do is going to be, you know, to be in the best, you know, team possible with great team chemistry. And that starts with our coaching staff. And then, you know, making sure guys get better and become better basketball players individually and better team basketball players every day.
I'm not sure the NCAA is really serving the sport of college basketball all that well. But that being said, how do you message recruiting in the short term, given whatever shadows or disincentives might be out there for people when they look at the program and what might be coming down?
Well, you know, hey, I mean, like I've said, you know, obviously I have an idea what I'm stepping into. I did my research too, and the administration here has been great. You're never going to hear me complain about it, you know, because I know what I'm walking into. You know, and you know what we've been, you know, communicating with the recruits is, you know, hey, you know, obviously we can't make 100% predictions because, you know, this process is playing out. But the thing we can tell you, you know, with 100% certainty is, you know, we're going to love you. We're going to do everything we can to help you, and we're going to make sure you have an amazing college, you know, experience. And then, you know, beyond that, you know, we're going to try to prepare you to be able to make a living at this game.
Tommy Lloyd, the Arizona head men's basketball coach, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. You come, obviously, to Tucson with the reputation of being a great international recruiter. A couple questions on that. How much more difficult is it to recruit for an American program internationally, and how do you get so good at it?
Well, I mean, like anything, you know, to get good at it, the first answer to the second question is you just put time in. Time in, and you develop genuine relationships, you know, and luckily I've been doing that for 20 years and have a good track record. So at this point, I think, you know, we're pretty efficient at it. You know, and it's, the model isn't going to be, you know, 12 international players. You know, that's not going to be the model. You know, this, I'm walking into a situation, you know, where Arizona had gotten, you know, 3 or 4 international players last year. I might have an idea and another international player or two this year. But at the end of the day, I'm going to want, you know, balance on the roster, you know. And I think at best, you know, when we had our great teams back at Gonzaga, you know, sometimes, you know, we had 3 or 4 or 5 international guys. You know, we never had 10. So, you know, we had a lot of really good American kids too. So, and I've recruited a lot of good American kids, but, you know, that's not quite as, I guess, unique or sexy, you know. So everybody, you know, kind of runs with the international recruiting narrative. And for me, it's always been about, you know, I'm not worried about where the kid's from. I'm worried about if they're the best fit for the program. And what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to look at high school kids. I'm going to look at transfers. I'm going to look at, you know, maybe a prep school kid, you know, hey, junior college kid, maybe if it's the right situation. And we're going to look at international kids. And out of all those pools, you know, we're going to try to find the best fit for Arizona basketball.
All right, my last question. How do you make sense of the transfer portal and make it work for you? Because my big fear is that player development really might take a beating in this new era of just drive-through basketball players.
Well, that's a great point, but here, I don't think you have to follow the herd, you know, necessarily. And then for sure, you need to know how to use the portal to your advantage. And, you know, and at Gonzaga, you know, we had success with numerous high level transfers. And, you know, it's just about picking the right ones, you know, and making sure that, you know, their vision aligns with what our vision is. And but you're right. I mean, I'm all for player rights. I got no issues with that. But I always saw the benefit in a player transferring and redshirting. I think it just really, really helps them develop, you know, and because, you know, let's not put it on kids. We're an instant gratification society these days. And what I always thought was, you know, the kids transfer for whatever reason, maybe they weren't satisfied. And everybody has their own story. So you can't lump them all in the same category, but they transfer because they didn't get the instant gratification they want. But then it forced them to slow down and redshirt and really learn about themselves, pay the price, develop, be patient, you know. And I just thought that's a huge character development year and basketball development year and physical development year. But now you're right, it's going to be instant gratification meets instant gratification.
Right.
And I don't know if that's a good thing, but, you know, hey, at the end of the day, I don't make the rules. I just play by them. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to adapt and do whatever I can to put Arizona basketball in the best position possible.
Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us, giving a chance to our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. We appreciate it. Welcome to Arizona and good luck to you.
And let's do it again sometime, Tommy.